All right. So listen, I want to welcome you all coming to hang out with us on this Tuesday evening, this Black Wallets Matter members gathering, right? Because that's what it is. So listen, the reason why I wanted to have, have everyone, especially the founder members on the call, is because I want to talk to you about, you know, what I'm seeing on my side of the table. So, you know, our goal is to reach 2,000 founding members so that at the very minimum, we could have the income that we need to start developing the shopping portal. The shopping portal, right? So let me just back up a little bit. So, you know, the overall goal, the final result is to have these community resource centers and to be able to pay some politicians, lawyers, and lobbyists and things like that, right? Those are our ultimate goals of this organization. This is how we're actually going to make a change, in the Black community, nationwide, worldwide, however you want to look at it. Right, it's millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, things like that, in order to be able to do it. So the only way that I know to get that type of money is through business, large-scale businesses, right? I'm studying what goes on in the economy. I'm looking at who actually controls what's going on. The businesses, these big corporations are really controlling policy. They're controlling the laws. So I'm saying that we need to start controlling businesses in order to be able to affect policy. This is exactly what the Jewish community does, is that they control the media, they control old Hollywood, they control all kinds of banking, all kinds of important industries. So this is a very lofty goal. Obviously, it's a multi-generational goal. When we have our Thursday calls, which are our recruitment calls, this is what I have been trying to convey to everyone who will listen for the past, what, a year and a half now, right? So fairly consistently, week after week, week after week. So when they ask, hey, well, so then, how do we get there? Then I backtrack and I say, listen, it's very realistic. Just 2,000 like-minded, concerned brothers and sisters contributing at least $10 a month will allow us to create the shopping portal. The shopping portal, if you guys aren't familiar with that, again, it's like Ebates, right? And so essentially what it is the vast majority of us shop online. So the vast majority of the world shops online. When you shop online, the organization will be able to get a commission for referring customers to whatever store, Walmart, Amazon, Target, whatever, Best Buy, whatever site that is. So we need an app, right, for the phone, and I want to create a browser extension. A browser extension is something that you would install on your computer, and anytime you would go to one of those sites, it would look for coupons, right? Because we would get, so as a preferred partner, we would get exclusive coupons and things like that, and say, hey, here's some discounts that you didn't know. People click on it, they use the discounts, they get a deal, and the organization gets credit. There are there are two companies that have actually started since I had this idea. One of those companies I know, it did $200 million last year. They have done $200 million so far this year. We're not even to the biggest shopping time of the year, which is the fourth quarter, with Christmas and Halloween and Thanksgiving and Black Friday and all of that stuff. And they already have done $200 million. I had no doubt that, I'm not saying that we're going to make $200 million, but we could definitely make $5, $10 million with that if we were to able to go out there and, create this app and then, tell all these people on Facebook and Instagram and all these other places, all these people who say they actually want to do something for the Black community, but either don't know what or won't put their money where their mouth is or whatever. It's like, hey, click a button, go do what it is that you've already been doing, and then that's you contributing. That's the way you'll help. And so that's what we wanted to build. It's going to take about $240,000 for the development and the operation of this thing for 1 year. we are not reaching that goal. We're actually moving backwards. So at the peak, we were at 444 members, like heading into the holiday season of 2017. We were headed into the holiday with a lot of speed and a lot of momentum. And so when I did the last calculation, when I did when I posted the P&L, the profit and loss statement in the members area, we had 444 members. The organization was close to break even in terms of the money that we were spending to bring in new members and the money that we were collecting in membership dues. So, you know, some of you who've been around for a while, you know that although we'll have 400 and some odd members, we won't be able to collect the membership dues every month from each person. Different things happen. People's accounts get hacked, your cards get stolen, money gets tight, whatever the reason. But despite that, we were still coming close to break even, and I was really excited. When we actually got into the holiday time, Christmas, and, you know, things like that, you know, I had a lot of people, you know, saying, hey, listen, I need my money for shopping and, you know, all of these other different things. I'll get back with you after the holiday. So we lost, so we lost members. So I did the P&L in January or something like that. We did it on a call. So here's what I noticed. Every time I posted the transactions, the finances, we would lose members. And what was happening is people were seeing, because if you remember when I posted, I post how much we bring in, I show it right from our merchant account, which is the credit card processor. I show it from our membership management, right, so how we manage the members, and I show all those numbers. And then I show exactly how many failed payments there are. I don't show people's name. I don't put anyone on blast. But then I show exactly what was happening is people are saying, well, you know, such is not paying, then, you know, I'm not going to pay either. We was having that kind of stuff happen. And so then that's when we had the meeting, and I said, all right, cool, we're going to, you know, I'll just verbally talk about what the profit and loss is. When I did my taxes, so, you know, so just so you guys know, so I've been footing the bill for all the shortfall, you know, from the past year, every month. When I did my taxes this year, so I was like in the hole, like roughly 30 grand, trying to keep the thing afloat, trying to keep this organization afloat. I was totally committed, right? Because I have a membership, you know, I have a couple of memberships like everyone else. I pay my membership dues, and then plus, you know, I do all the managing and everything else. I cannot do that this year. I can't take another bath. We're going way in the total opposite direction. But if you guys know, every time we have the calls, we have new people coming in. The way that we do that, it's through the marketing. It's through the way that I know to recruit. So other people may know how to recruit in other ways, go out with flyers and things like that. I know how to market online. I know how to bring people into our world online. That's the way that I know how to do it. That's the way that I feel is most efficient. Allows me to have the leverage that I need. Because, you know, as many of you know, I'm a single father, so I have to split my time between the organization, my personal business, and my kid. So I have to figure out another way to manage what's going on with the organization. And it has to be more comfortable for me and for my lifestyle. I'm going to be traveling a lot this summer, so we're not going to be able to have the calls with the frequency that we've been having them. And then also, on our recruitment calls, they haven't been that effective as of lately anyway. They haven't been effective this year, not like how they were like last year. We would have the calls, the Thursday calls, and, I mean, we would recruit 5 people, 10 people a night. That's no longer happening. We've had a dry spell for, I don't know, I want to say probably the last month or two. Actually longer than that. So about February was the last good month we had. And so it's no longer effective. We have less people coming on the calls. So before we used to have hundreds and hundreds of people, then it slowed down. And when we had, well, not hundreds and hundreds, but we used to have about 100 people or so. Then it was like, you know, it was like maybe about 60 to 70 on average all the time. Now we have the calls, there's probably 20 or 30. Our list of the people that are coming in, we have tons and tons and tons of people coming in every day, right? So the marketing is getting better, but what's happening is the quality of the people or the interest. I have a lot of people who are responding back to me and saying, hey, I'm just not interested. So, you know, we have a lot of people who haven't watched The Blueprint. We have a lot of people that are emotional about every single little thing. You guys don't see it, but I get all this feedback. I have all manner of lunatics calling me, you know, almost, you know, well, it used to be a couple of times a day. Now it's maybe a few times a week with all their ideas of, I was going to do, you know what we need. And I mean, I'm pleasant and I engage these folks for 2-3 hours and then we never hear from them again. And it's just like a waste of my time. So I don't want to do any of that anymore. The other thing, you know, I was telling Brother Leonard this, you know, the past couple of times, and, you know, if anyone, you know, some of you, when we speak, you know, we speak behind the scenes, but I just want to say, share this with everyone, share my thoughts. I do not believe that trying to talk and convince people about what's important or why this mission is important or why this organization is necessary, why what we're doing is important. I do not think that is going to work. I do not think that is the way to rally our folks, the type of people that we need, people who are intelligent, people who are logical, people who are practical, people who watch The Blueprint, who understood exactly what it's about. That does not resonate with the vast majority of our folks. I've had a lot of people tell me it's complicated. We have a lot of members that have never actually even watched The Blueprint. There's a lot of people who just came in, they felt good about what was going on, but they don't really understand what it is that we're trying to do. And it was never intended for me to have the calls every week, right? That was just at the beginning, you know, because we had to get to know one another. And then it just so happens that it wound up becoming a really cool recruitment tool, but it is no longer effective. I personally think that the way that we're going to create change, create effect, we have to show our people something. We've been at this for a year and a half. I don't know how many more different ways to say what I have to say on Thursday. I just don't know. I've been trying. All of you guys know, you come on the call Thursday, it's the same thing, it's a different sequence. Maybe I'm emphasizing a different portion. Maybe it's this. Maybe, you know, if I had a good day, I'm a little bit more jovial as I do the delivery. If it was a challenging day, I may be a little bit, you know, maybe a little bit more serious, whatever it is. But I mean, everything that I say, it's in The Blueprint. It's in The Blueprint. Then the other thing, what is happening, this has happened about 5 or 6 times. On our Thursday calls, we have members who come on, and then it's like we're at odds on the Thursday call, which is a recruitment call, which is in front of people who are guests. I get emails where people say, hey, listen, that's really like unprofessional. You know, call me when you guys get a little better organized, or reach out to me. Like, we've lost members actually from this very call where I thought everything was running smooth, and then there was, like, you know, some headbutting. I knew this about us. This is a cold hard fact. Most of us have never really organized effectively with other people. I personally have organized things, but I'm usually the leader when I organize. So I've never been a part of somebody else's thing. I'm not good at taking instruction from people. I've always been a leader in my life. I've always been self-employed, right? But with this thing, I was being benevolent. I was saying, there's absolutely no way you could know every single thing that can be done. So you have to take input from other people. You're not the only smart person out there. This is what I said to myself. And so this is when I opened the floor for input. This is when I opened the floor for everyone to contribute when we're here. But what happens is we have people who are contributing ideas or contributing things that deviates from what the overall mission is. So it's like, wait a minute, hold on. You got to understand, we want ideas, but we want ideas in furtherance of the mission, not a new mission, not a different mission, because we already got that. We already got this set. But I've endured that as well. I just dealt with that because it's like, okay, cool. It's a learning experience. I know a lot of you go out, you try to recruit people, you talk to them about what the organization is. Some of the first responses you get is, so what's in it for me? We were trying to have the perks, the membership perks. I thought the membership perks were going to be like crazy, right? Because everyone goes shopping, everyone buys something, everyone needs some kind of insurance. Most people have a car. The perks that we would have had, it would have been roadside assistance. It would have been like if we're in a union, it would have been discounts and all of that when you go to your regular grocery store. So if you were a member at $10, $25, $50, you would definitely have saved way more money than that. You would have definitely saved way more money than that during the month. That would take care of your membership dues. And so it basically was a quid pro quo. Then also through our nonprofit organization, through Wheelchairs Against Guns, we were also offering giving you the tax write-off. So it's kind of like doubling your membership dues. That would have allowed more people to come on board. But to get the membership package, to get the perks package, we needed 5,000 members. It costs $15,000 every 6 months. So it's 30 grand a year, and you need to, maintain whatever. Long story short, so I want to change the recruiting process, if you will. The nature of the calls, I don't want to talk about what we need to be doing. Everyone knows what we need to be doing. I don't want to sit and say the same things over and over and over. The areas of where I'm most effective is in areas of talking about business, economics, productivity, positive mental attitude, like a lot of things that we need, a lot of our folks need. There's a lot of information. Actually building wealth and things like that, putting together a plan, executing on those plans, things like that. I want to focus on creating that type of content. I want to focus on creating that kind of content. And so then that way when someone, and then in addition to that, you heard me talk about the Black Wall Street Project. The Black Wall Street Project was an extension of, Black Wallets Matter, but it was for those people who was like, I want to make money. I want to know how to start a business. I want to know how to do this. I want what's in it for me, right? I want to go and I want to focus on that. And the reason why is because when we create that content, that will also be a membership. It's probably going to be $50, $60 or whatever. It's only going to be one level. Excuse me. When the people join that, they'll also be able to earn a commission by referring other people. So we got a lot of people who say they want to make money, they want to do business, things like that. I have conversations with a lot of these folks. They have absolutely no idea how business works, like none whatsoever. And I understand that. And so, and it's because we don't come from that. So it's not like we're learning these things at home most of the time. We're coming from an environment where both the parents work, so the only thing we're learning is learn a skill or go to school and then go get a job. So that's why I want to provide that opportunity for all those people who are interested in that, and I want to give them information that would be beneficial to them. To you all, so I know we have some members where that's not, they don't care about that, that's not appealing to you, but what will happen is when you're talking about Black Wallets Matter and then someone asks you, hey, so what's in it for me? You're like, hey, this is the information that you claim you want, which I seriously don't think they're going to do anything with the information. But this is the information you claim you want, but more importantly, you could actually make some money by referring somebody to it. So this is basically like a business opportunity wrapped up in the information that you want. And I believe that will allow the organization to reach that revenue goal that we need. The beauty of that is I can just create the content that comes to me naturally. I can record it. So when I do this stuff, I want to record it. It's probably going to be like a video. So like our next couple of calls or whatever they're going to be, if you guys are near a computer or whatever it is, I got to figure out how to do this screencasting thing. It's going to basically be like that type of content. You guys ask whatever questions you have. I address the content, then I can chop it up, edit it, and then I'll put it on that Black Wall Street site, and then that becomes the content for all these other people. We don't need, I think at a certain point, I don't even think we want any more members. Well, we do want more members for Black Lives Matter, but I don't want, it's hard for people to promote it. It's hard for people to recruit people for it because the vast majority of people, they aren't thinking about legacy. They aren't thinking, you know what, I'm so sick and tired of what's going on. I just don't want it to be like this for my kids or my grandkids. That's what happened to me. All the people that I speak to who truly understand what this organization is about, that's what they say. They're like, we need to leave a legacy. We need to leave, you know, it better than when we, you know, than we left it. We need to leave it better than it is now, rather. There's just not a lot of us that are concerned about that. And a lot of times it's because people have personal issues going on at home. People have personal issues going on with their income. There really are some people who have income challenges. I speak to them. I try to help people as best as I can. We had a very, very strong supporter, and, you know, something happened with her business, and, you know, things are a little tight right now for her. So I want to be able, you know, I think something like this would be an opportunity. I mean, she recruited a lot of people. She recruited like about 10 people into this organization. So if she would have been able to earn a commission or something like that, then she would, you know, at least we would be able to give back to her. We would help. So that is the direction that I want to go with. And I wanted to bring it to the members first so that I can get feedback from you guys. These calls, they're not going to be with the frequency of the, with like the Thursday calls. They're not going to do that. They'll be, you know, after I get the content together. Like I said, I'm going to be traveling. The summertime is about to come. My kid's about to be out of school. So I'm not going to be, you know, in a stationary location anyway. But we'll put that content together. It probably will just be us. Maybe I'll have the other people who are on our subscribers list. Maybe I'll invite them on, and then once we build up that catalog, then I can put it on that other site, and then everyone who's a member. So no matter whichever member level you are, you obviously have access to that, and then you can promote it as well if you're so inclined, and you'll be able to make a commission from there. There'll be a bunch of business stuff, like Brother Jeff and I, right, we just were talking about real estate. There, a lot of people out there, they, you know, you hear this real estate information, these courses, these are from guys who have something to sell you. These are from people who have an agenda. Brother Jeff and I have, we have extensive experience, real live in the trenches experience. And so you would get real applicable information. And that's the other thing, too. I want to reach out to anyone who has any experience in the organization, what kind of skill, what kind of information you have. I want to interview. I want to do an interview series with you, and we want to go and share and disseminate that information. If you have something that you want to promote or whatever it is, you know, as we're talking about it, you can plug your business. That's the benefit of it. And we can get a lot of eyeballs. We can get a lot of visibility to that type of information, because like I said, we have a lot of people coming in. Like last Thursday I mentioned, we have over like 1.5 to 2 million people to the website last year, right? That's a lot, especially for something that's just started. But that, yeah, so that's the direction that I want to go. I wanted to, see if anyone feels any kind of way about, about what I'm saying. Is there anyone who wants to torch, like Brother Leonard? You're an eloquent speaker. You have your own organization. If you want to take over the calls, the weekly calls, then by all means, if anyone else wants to take over the weekly calls, then I have no problem with setting that up. But I mean, I'm just getting wore down a little bit, and I need to manage my energy. I need to manage my resources, and I want to invest them in places so that way we could actually do something. I believe by going in this direction, at least the buzz on social media will be, hey, this is, black economic, black wealth, black business, all the buzzwords, but hey, I'm actually making some money with this thing, right? And then that will allow more people to pile into that. That will generate more money for the organization. That will allow us to, I want to get like some semblance of the shopping portal done by the fourth quarter. I mean, because we missed it last year. Back to school is going to be insane. I really want to buckle down and try to get this thing built, get something done, maybe a rudimentary a design or something, because back to school shopping is going to be crazy, and Christmas is going to be even crazier. And then that's really going to propel us to do some big things, because just in those quarters alone will allow us to be able to, buy a transportation company. I was speaking to Brother Vaughn about that yesterday. We was talking about the transportation company and the IT. If we can get a foothold in either one of those industries and start funneling our brothers and sisters into that, that will also give the organization more visibility. And so essentially what we will have three points of leverage when you go and you talk to anyone about Black Wallets Matter. They'll say to you, okay, so what exactly are you guys doing? What's happening? You're like, well, listen, we have this information that's going to help you start your business, make some money, grow your business, manage your money, whatever else it is. My brother even wants to contribute some stuff about health, because our health is really important, and it's a neglected topic. And so my brother's like one of those health nut kind of guys. So we're going to start getting some of that information in there. Like I said, so that'll allow them to make money. Hey, we got this shopping portal that, it's going to save you money, and we're going to, you get the money back, and it's going to actually help us instead of the money leaving our community. It actually stays within our community, and we use them, right? So one of my things is, you guys hear me say it all the time on the calls, I am all about using what is. I am all about taking advantage of existing behavior. I don't want to reinvent the wheel. Reinventing the wheel is too expensive and it's too hard. You have to jump into the flow of things that are already going, especially when it comes to something like consumerism. Since the 50s, they have piled trillions of dollars into brainwashing America that you're supposed to earn money and then go spend money. That's what it is, right? So there are no commercials on TV saying, hey, you need to save your money and invest and do this and do that. No, everything is make your money and spend, spend, spend. And hey, if you don't have enough money, buy it. We'll give you a payment plan. So I want to jump in the flow of consumerism, but we get a portion of that back, because that's the thing about those businesses. They're capitalists, and they're greedy capitalists. And so they don't mind paying you if you send them even more customers. And when we get from that, and once we employ the first 5, 10 brothers and sisters from this organization, then we'll blow the roof off things, because I have like a whole PR blitz, set up. But, it's nothing really PRing about, right? It's nothing to have to actually engage this public relations person about. But once we actually start putting people to work, that will raise the visibility of the organization, and then the regular membership, the membership of Black Wallets Matter, that will grow, and then that will bring us in alignment so that we can execute the blueprint as it was initially designed, because now we have the traction, we now have the money, we now have the credibility and everything else. So Does anyone want to weigh in on what I said? Does anyone have an opinion? Does anyone have some feedback? Does anyone want to, does anyone have business or informational or some type of productive content that they want to share? And does anyone want to take over the Thursday calls? Press star 6. Brother Leonard. Good, Brother Leonard. You take over the calls.
Hey, you just unmuted me. You're so funny. But this is what I want to say. First of all, I agree with everything that you're saying. But on the lighter side, why do you have to be so smart and ambitious? Because as you were talking, I was saying, okay, I hope he has an interview process because that's what we're missing, people's skill set. And no sooner than I thought that, you said it. So I'm with you. The one thing I wanted to add, and I think we're going in that direction, there's a lot of us on this call that are committed that do have skill sets in different professions. And so what I would encourage to continue to do is interview us or ask us what we do, excel in, or been a part of, so we can determine Black Wallets Matter strategy based on our strengths.
Yeah, okay. I know you. You're in the food service industry. You've been there. So there's a lot of people who want to go. We have the other sister too. She's actually opening up a second restaurant. So to have like a call with like you two, and I know we probably have somebody else, and start talking to people about, hey, look, this is what it actually takes to run, to open a restaurant. Right. This is how you calculate food costs. This is how you market the thing. This is how you do all the, like, a whole lot of stuff that people, that they're like real information that they wouldn't normally get. That's what I want to do. I want to give people brutally honest, useful, practical information. I want it to be quality. So that way when people are, so you're going to have a bunch of people that hear the message. The stuff is going to be too complicated for them or require too much work or whatever, but then there will be those who are truly interested, and I want to be able to provide value. There's going to be a bunch of people who just jump into that thing for the sake of being able to make some money. I fought this thing for 8 months. Brother Cujo told me to do it about 8 months ago. He was like, listen, here's what people want. So if, because we were looking at the perspective for the perks. He was like, well, this costs too much money. This costs too much money. So what else are we going to do? And I had suggested like an interview series and some of these other different things. And he was like, nah, what people really want is some way to like make money. I was like, oh, I don't want to turn this into like an MLM thing. I don't want to turn it into this. He said, it doesn't have to be, but you have to give people what they want. And so, I'm like at that point because I believe in this mission, but we can't do anything without the money. If we don't get the money, we can't do anything. And if I go, next year, if I go back, sit down with my accountant and have another loss like this, he's going to like probably have me committed. He's like, you need your head examined. Why did you do this? And I told him, what the nature of this investment was. And he was like, yeah, but that kind of, it's not smart.
right.
But he's not a brother, so let's just put it that way.
Right. And then thank you. And then I would like to entertain taking over the calls. I would just like to be mentored by you and what you'd like to see, us talk about it even collectively. Because the strategy, these meetings that we have, the members' meetings, these are the strategy meetings that we have to continue to build. Because the frustration that you have, a lot of it is, how much are you doing by yourself? You're doing the strategizing and the lifting, okay? That can't work. There's, if you look at how Italians work, They had heads of what families? Heads of the five families, okay? They had other people. They had soldiers. Attila the Hun always focused on her soldiers, her lieutenants, to run the operation. So we can do this, but it is a process. But I'm with you is what I'm trying to say. I'm with you, and I agree with you. And we'll go through the mentoring thing and take it over the calls. And yeah, I'd like to take that challenge.
Well, I got scripts and everything. So you know, you just put your spin on it, however you want.
Okay.
And you know, you go ahead and you know, and I'll show you how to manage this stuff, and we'll continue doing what we can.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, Brother Greg. Yes, Brother Greg, what's going on?
Yes, sir, my brother. First of all, I'd like to say hello to everybody who's on the call. And then I want to tell you, my brother, that I'm really proud of you, you know, because I think you are hitting the mark now with what you said. You know, you can get your vision burnout by doing it by yourself. And the brother that just spoke, I forget his name, but what was his name?
Brother Leonard.
Yeah, Brother Leonard. I've heard him on several calls, and I believe that he's the perfect one to, you know, step up and step in
right.
and help you. Because, you know, with a vision, like you said, it's amazing that a lot of people don't, when they first, you know, hit the site and you know, go through the blueprint, they don't go through it. You know, that I kind of think, I mean, that is really amazing, you know, because that is what got me interested in the thing in the first place. And, you know, like I said, I'm not, you know, I don't worry. I think it's really the money wise is, you know, it's cheap for the vision that you have. And I know it takes money to make money, but you need help in the vision. So the more you can take your mind off of certain things, you can put it somewhere else. And I know, like I said, it takes money to make money, but the more you can take your mind off the money and to the mission, it'll happen faster. So
thank you. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to focus on.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if you take the break and do what you just spoke of, you're gonna be traveling. You take the break. I think it would happen. You know, you will be allowed to be a little more creative in the marketing end of it. And then you will also see who's going to step up and, you know, help the mission along. And like the brother said, you know, I'm going to be here and I'm with you.
Right. Yeah. I speak to a lot of members behind the scene. They fully understand what this organization is about. But there's just a bunch that just don't. And you know, I'm not really trying to beat them over the head with the message, because I already know that method has never worked. It has never worked for us. The most eloquent speakers we've had, right? We've had Martin Luther King, we've had Malcolm X, we've had Marcus Garvey, we had all these amazing people. We have today Minister Farrakhan, we have, you know, Umar, we have Boyce Watkins, you know, whatever you're into. We have all of these people now who still aren't able to do it. And I believe that, because that's just not the model. That's not how you get it done. There are people who are uniting us right now as we speak, but they are uniting us and taking our money away. And I'm copying them. I'm looking at the people who are actually getting it done. And these people are not making any announcements. These people aren't talking to us. These people aren't, you know, they're not asking for our permission. They're just going out there. They're putting things in front of us that we want, things that we need, things that we buy. And then they're taking those profits and they're leaving, and it's leaving our community. We need to get back in a position where we can do the same thing. I mean, I have a list of different types of businesses that we can get into once we become like a conglomerate. I mean, like, so, you know, they got juice and potato chips and cakes and candies and all these things at all these little corner stores in our community. All of that stuff can be, you can go to contract manufacturers, contract baker, you know, and stuff like that. We can make our own cakes. The Jewish communities, the stores in the Jewish community, if you go in there, you look at the store, the cake, the stuff looks just like, you know, like Little Debbie or Hostess or whatever, but it has some Jewish name on it. You know what I mean? And that, we can do the same exact thing. We can do the same exact thing. It's just that we would, I mean, by having the visibility, by having the organization gain a little notoriety, a little visibility, that will open up doors for us like you wouldn't imagine. And I know that that's paramount, right? So it's a small hinge that will swing a really, really big door. It's just hard. And I want to pace myself because I know how important this is. We get that thing done. There will be business opportunities. There will be opportunities for every single person who has been with us at the beginning. So I know you say, you know, you're not worried about this, but there may be something that you're trying to do. And if we're in a position to capitalize on a market or get our foothold in an industry or something like that, you could become a beneficiary. We have a couple of brothers who drive trucks. If we start getting into transportation, so now we got to start helping setting these brothers up to be owner-operators. We can set them up, and it's mutually beneficial. So it's just a lot of different things that, you know, it's just a lot of different things that I have that I know that we can do, but we can't do it without money. The reason why this organization is called Black Wallets Matter, it is because our wallets matter. The biggest thing that we have, the two biggest things that we have our numbers, there's 42 million of us, and we have our money. We are the largest consumers in the economy. We are the largest consumers in that, ethnic group. We can take advantage. We can get a foothold. So, all right. Well, brothers and sisters, listen, like I said, this is not going to be a whole long drawn out call, but I really would like to get some feedback from anyone else. Sister Lola, you're on all the calls. Sister Rhonda, you're on all the calls from, on the Thursday calls. Sister Kim, you're there. Sister Clarissa, what's going on? I haven't seen you in a while, but what's up? You're on all the calls. I would like feedback from you, sisters. We have a new member on, Sister Sandrine. We feedback from you, sister, so you kind of coming in at like the tail end, because we were having these calls fairly frequently, and we were having the other calls as well. You know, if you want to weigh in, do you feel like you would be missing something, the connection or the gist or whatever it is? I want to get some feedback from everyone or from anyone who wants to offer it. Thank you, Brother Greg. Sister. I appreciate it.
Our sisters, they always step up, don't they? I'm telling you.
Yeah, they do. Yes, they do.
I'm telling
they
you.
Do. They
I'm
do.
Telling you. They do. You know what it reminds me of? I'm going to go a little light side now. It reminds me of the Black Panther in Wakanda. You know, I wish we could have a Wakanda to go to. because everybody's, is together. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
it might
right.
be five or six clans, but they all got a plan. We need one too, bro.
Yeah, we working on it, brother. We working on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sister Kim. All right, thank you, brother. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Kim.
Good evening, sister, brother, everyone. Long time no hear. I just want to say, I can understand where you're coming from. That's a lot of pressure. And I hadn't really been on the calls because I've been kind of going through some stuff myself. Right. And so, you know, and it really gets deep. So when that weight is on your shoulder and your intentions are nothing but good, you know, sometimes you got to step back, get some air, catch your breath, and when you come back to, you see it through fresh eyes, a different pair of eyes.
Right.
So
right.
I can understand that. But, yeah, my heart just aches and it breaks for us as a culture and collectively. Because, I mean, like you said, you know, Jewish people and different minorities, they all come together, can band together, but, you know, it's petty issues that kind of keep us separated. And the common goal is economics, but amongst us, we have nothing. And what we have is, you know, it's mimicked, you know, it's imitated. And yeah, it's a lot. I know you're going to be busy and everything, but I would like to, if possible, bend your ear sometimes because I'm going to step out on faith. I have got to get back to saving it back up. But as far as real estate, it's a couple of things I want to do, but I don't want to discuss it like that and keep everybody on here too long.
Okay. Well, you have my number, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I got it.
Just hit me up.
And I guess that's my 2 cents. But love for everybody, and everybody have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So brothers and sisters, so if no one else wants to weigh in, then So Brother Leon is here. Brother Leon, do you want to mention what you were talking about, what we were talking about, or you're not ready? Hold on for a second. Brother Leon.
Yeah, Brother Lou, just getting in. We just kind of, that meeting we had, just finished up. Right. I was just getting in, okay? Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're not ready yet, right?
Well, yeah, not ready. Right, yeah, just like okay. In the car, huh? Yep.
Okay, all right, so we pick it up at a later time.
Okay, I appreciate it. Yes, sir.
All right then. So hold on for a second here. All right, so that's the call, brothers and sisters. That's the direction that I wanna take things. Like I said, if anyone wants to weigh in on it, you know, now would be the time to speak up. Let me know. This is why I called the meeting for the founding members. You have a say so. I would like your feedback, some of the things you're thinking or whatever. And if no one has anything that they want to contribute or, you know, have any feedback, then we're going to shut it down. Going once, going twice. All right. Have a good one. So just keep your eye on your inbox. I'll let you know as these things develop. I'm going to work with Brother Leonard behind the scenes. And then, you know, as we go forward, so if we do have any calls or anything going forward, I'll just send out an email. I'll send them out like how I usually do. Send the first one on a Wednesday, and then I'll send the follow-up on Thursday. All right? So good night, brothers and sisters. Thank you for coming to hang out with us. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.